By the subsequent generation, however, the grandchildren of the flood survivors, they started creeping downhill again, closer to the river, and encroaching on the zone of flood risk. Sites close to watercourses have always been prized, and in calculating where to build their homes, people have necessarily weighed the risks of flood damage against the advantages of being close to a river. That memories of disaster weigh more heavily in this calculation immediately after the flood is not surprising, says Dr. Fanta, but that the memory is so short-lived is. He had expected people to heed history's warning for a century at least. This collective forgetfulness is even more puzzling in light of a central preoccupation of ancient chroniclers, the communication of risk. Writing to preserve their eras for posterity, they recounted harrowing tales of extreme climatic events, fires, famines, and plagues. Likewise, there is no shortage of written accounts of Hurricane Betsy or of historical floods in Prague, the maximum heights of many of which are marked along the Vltava's banks. Such distant second-hand accounts are not enough, Dr. Fanta concludes. To be deterred from placing themselves back in danger, people have to hear disaster tales from eyewitnesses who can convey the visceral emotion of having lived through them. The group's findings thus suggest that one way of teaching history more effectively might be to bring eyewitnesses into the classroom. That approach will not work forever, of course. Over time, witnesses' own memories fade, and then the witnesses themselves expire. The forgetting that Dr. Fanta sees with respect to historical floods might also explain the recent rise of vaccine hesitancy and right-wing extremism, he suggests, as the survivors of now preventable infectious diseases and Hitler, respectively, die of old age. Having not experienced those realities or heard about them firsthand, many people alive today have quite simply forgotten the horror.